This is an interview with Frank Hoyt of Union, Oregon, on June 26, 1998. We took him, gone over to, if I can go over, again, Frank, when you were born and when you came out here.
I was born September 25th, 1912.
And whereabouts was that?
In Norton County, Kansas.
And then you came right out to Perry, did you, from there? Or did
I came out to, yes, I did. I came out to Perry and I cut wood for George Bean in the fall of 34. And then I went back that winter and the next spring, we all came out, my folks and I, in the spring of 35.
Whereabouts were you cutting? Just like firewood?
Yes, up. Well, no, not firewood. It was poles. It was 16 foot poles, lodge pole, all of it. I'd cut that down and stake it 4 foot wide and 16 feet long and 4 feet high and have two cords. Mm-hmm. But he paid me by the cord, but it was pole wood.
No. What did they use that for?
I suppose he sold the pole. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't. He hauled it down. I don't have idea.
What they end up on that. And then you lived right there at Perry then, you said?
I lived up Mills. And then my folks, when we come out in 35, we lived at Perry, Upper Perry.
You know, by that time the dam was out there, do you know what the river looked like for vegetation along there at that time?
Well, I don't suppose there's as much willows as there is now, but that was, of course, the road. You want to remember that when the highway went through there, they made a change in that too. They kind of filled some of that up. That was a real deep hole, I suppose, probably 15, 20 feet deep, because we'd stand up on that bank and dive head first into it right there. You know where the old tavern used to, just below where the old tavern was. That was a big swimming hole for us. But it's, I think, when they blasted that road through there, it probably filled part of it up, because I don't think it's like that anymore.
Right after they put the freeway in around 1960, they had a little Fish and Wildlife had a picture there, and there wasn't too much vegetation at that time, right? Just above the
You're talking just through Perry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. There wasn't.
And but it's starting to grow up pretty good now. Mm-hmm. It's. Didn't know if there's, do you remember much cottonwood in there at all?
No, I never seen much cottonwood.
Yeah, mostly there was just willow brush.
There was too much, yeah.
Then we were talking about the salmon runs in there that you'd said that in the fall you'd see a few salmon.
I never seen very many. Of course, I didn't look for them especially, but I didn't know. Across that river a lot, because we run cows back and forth across it. Right. If there had been very many, I would have seen them.
Mm-hmm. About how deep was the water at that time of year?
Well, it's a little deeper than it is now, but not much. Mm-hmm. Not just in the fall of the year, there wasn't much difference. Right. It was down pretty low.
Do you recall, as far as in the spring, when the high water came out?
Did what?
When the high water was coming out of there in the spring, about what month that was? Or?
Well, usually in May. The highest water usually is in May. I know my wife scared to death of water, but the cows went across to a bar there one time, and And she went over and brought them over, but there was four yearling calves that they just couldn't make it. And she come back up to Tarrant and told me that there was four of them drowning down there. Well, I went down, and there was the stupid thing. She got right about down below the ford and right against the bank, swimming upstream just as hard as they could, but they couldn't make no headway. Mm-hmm. And I had a good horse then. I went down, swam him down there and grabbed a hold of a tail one, took it on down to the river to catch it. And took it on down, and they didn't get out. And I'd done that on three of them, and one of them drowned, one of them I didn't save. But it was pretty deep there, and except in where the wide ford was, why you'd get, the horse could walk it, but the cows had to swim a little. So it was pretty deep there. I've seen it when you wouldn't dare cross it.
Oh yeah, it can get pretty rank sometimes, yeah. You know, get the snow spraying it out. But after you left that, apparently it was 1941 when you left.
Well, now just a minute. I left Perry before that. I left Perry and I got married and went up to the NK West Ranch. That's where I and my wife stayed for 4 years up there.
Well, whereabouts was that?
That's about 3 miles up. The old NK West Ranch, I think, if you know who owns it now, it's Donnie Hampton owns it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first farmland you come to after you leave the river. After you leave the highway,
Going up the river there above Hillgard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's about 3 miles up there.
Yeah, okay.
That's where the old NK West Ranch was.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the name.
Well, no, I don't suppose they call it that anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And how long were you up there?
4 years.
Do you recall anything about the, because the railroad came right down through
That's
there.
Right.
And then, of course, the river and the highway, was it pretty much the same location that's there now?
Well, up there, yes. It's about the same.
Do you recall on that about what, as far as any cottonwoods, you know, those meadows up there? Or?
There wasn't too many cottonwoods. There was willow, of course, now. The river with ice jams and things have changed the channel a little bit, going down there, and it's wider, and there's a lot more willows growing in than there was at that time.
On the ice jams, was that just like during the normal runoff in the spring, or were there some solids in there in the wintertime?
Generally, they've had more. More ice jams and worse double since in the last, let's see, about 6-8 years ago, they had quite a few and flooded Hillgard Park and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I never noticed that many in the 4 years we was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Never noticed it much. It just went out.
Oh, yeah. I recall then, what year was it that you left up there?
I left up there in 41.
Oh, okay. That was
We went back in 43.
What?
We went back up there in 43.
Well, for 1 year, that's right. During the war, her brother had the place, and we went up there for 1 year and took care of it while he was gone, and then her brother, one other brother, went up and took care of it after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we was back up there in 43. But that was through the winter mostly.
I remember on the trains coming out of there with the logs, of what species those were mostly?
Of logs? Mostly pine.
Mostly pine, yeah. Because I know the picture had a big decks up there, you know, a river camp with all pine, looked like in there.
Thank you. I talked to Coombs. He was in, when we was up there. We, in fact, he was trying to sell us a place he had up on the Grand Horn, which is where they moved Starkey to now, up in that area. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was a timber boss up there, and they piled great big logs, and then they'd, in the fall of the year, they'd go and clean all the logs and everything out of the river. Then in the spring, they'd push them in there and take them down to Perry.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He said it was quite a sight. He said one trip they made down there, a fellow fell in and drowned mm-hmm. up there just below the camp, and they looked for him all the way down the river, but they never found him until they got in the pond at Perry. Must have been quite a sight seeing that.
Oh, yeah, because I had a few pictures. Morehouse had taken one picture when they were working. You know, evidently, some logs would hang up mm-hmm. on the shoals there in the bank, and they were skidding them out with horses in there. And, and then they had another picture of them, down at Perry, of course, when all that was in behind the dam. Mm-hmm. In there, it's,
And but you see, that was all out before we come to this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know nothing about that.
When they said about, the running those logs down the river, did he say anything or recall anything about what year that was that they were doing that?
I don't remember. I don't think he said anything what year it was.
Yeah.
But he was an old man, and he talked to us quite a while. He told us they had a long cook shack there where the cooks, the camp cook was. He said that was a long strip, and he said no. They right up the lodge pole, it was about 4 feet there, that they didn't have no roof on it, and just for the smoke and everything to go out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He said one time. I remember. He said one time that they get kind of camp crazy up there, all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one old logger let out a screaming yell and jumped up and stomped from one end of the table to the other. And he said when he come to the end of the table, the cook met him in the rolling pin, knocking cold. you'd have really been interested in talking to that fellow because he knew.
There's a real character.
No, he was.
That's really fun. Well, you come from after you left up there. Then is that when you came up, moved up Catherine Creek? Or?
Yes. No. No, I'm sorry. We moved to Hill Guard and didn't move to Catherine Creek till 45.
Oh, okay.
I'm Hill Guard. I mean High Valley. And we didn't move to Catherine Creek till 45.
Do you recall, Frank, where the location of the old dam was there on Catherine Creek? Was right close to you, wasn't it? The old sawmill dam,
right close
to where you lived up there.
I don't remember any old dam.
Well, they took it out. I mean, it's been gone, but I think seeing me the abutment was still there, or you could see a little bit of that location. But
Watts's mill, was that Watts?
Might have been
up probably above there a little ways.
Kitty Bartell might tell you.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Trying to think of, I drove up there, of course things, they get looking different. One time I kind of remembered where that was, and then just happened to think about, with you being up there, whether you knew where that was
remember.
Or not. Because they, of course, that was way back in, I think, 1862 when they originally put it in.
Okay, I don't remember that.
There's,
seeing that.
Davis's, they had a picture there in 1904. It was still in at that time, so it evidently went out, sometime probably shortly thereafter, I imagine, when they put the road in, like that. But since you're up Catherine Creek there, do you recall, changes of vegetation or the fish runs up that way?
We was there 4 years. I don't remember much about it. I know the channel has widened in lots of places coming on down, and it's changed quite a lot, but I never noticed it changing much in the 4 years we was there, but I noticed it changed a lot since there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they did quite a bit, along the bottom land in there, this, down towards town here with, when was that, in the 60s, when Max DeBoer and I think they're, you know, the county, they're leveling some of those lands. Do you recall anything about when?
Max didn't more than a lot of that leveling, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
But I remember, you know, like, well, the Huffman place, they, you know, got in there and did a lot of change, you know, in there, didn't they, of the stream, or do you recall that?
The Huffman place.
Well, I think it was the Miles place. Leonard Huffman owned it, didn't he? And,
yeah.
Oh, you're talking about up Catherine Creek?
Yeah, up Catherine Creek.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. In fact, trying to think who that fellow was that was there. He was there for 1 year or two. But you know what he done? He wanted to irrigate that meadow. He had a cat. And he dammed that whole creek up and threw the whole thing out across his meadow. He got in a lot of trouble for that.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, I don't.
That was, he irrigated it, okay.
He surely did. Yes, he got in a lot of trouble for that. Told him how many little baby salmon he'd probably killed.
Yeah.
And he probably did, for that matter. But you see, Huffman had that, you call it Miles, we call it the Hagee place.
Well, I'm not too sure. I've heard people talk about
the Hagee place is the last, further down from
Hagee place.
Rickers.
Hagee place is the one that Rickers got now.
Oh. Okay.
And then Huffman bought the old Miles place quite a lot later.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remembered, you know, he was up there, but I didn't remember, you know, as far as time or, you know, the year when he, you know, had done that.
I'd think that'd have been, probably been in the 60s, wouldn't it? I can't. Boy, if time goes by until if you don't mark it down, you can't remember.
Oh, I know. Now it's hard to recall. But I came back out of the Army in 59. I remember seeing me there working up in there. Again, it's one of those things, you drive past it all the time and never paid that much attention. But I remember it is, I think it's in the 60s there when London, you know,
I think it's been in the 60s, all right. But I don't think he done any leveling to speak of on the Miles place that I know of. Mm-hmm. He did on that Hagee place, but he didn't own that very long till he sold it.
He didn't have Hagee's, did he?
Huh?
Did he have Hagee's?
I think he had it for a short while, then resold it right quickly.
But when they're doing that work in there, do you recall just, you know, kind of the extent of it, of what they're doing as far as in relationship to the brush or the creek locations?
No. You couldn't hardly tell because you see that creek runs down quite a ways from the road there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty much over along the edge of the...
So what he could have done over there, I couldn't have told you.
Okay. But it meant the creek wasn't over, you know, close to the road. It always...
It's about the same as it is now.
That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Frankly,
of course, down through just above his place on the old Stonewall place where I get mixed up in names. Crosland. Crosland had that for a long time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mark.
And that creek. That creek washed and widened. That used to be a pretty nice little stream down there, but you notice how wide it is.
Yeah, I can see where there's a lot of, you know, it's like it's made a lot of changes.
It made a lot of change in there.
Do you know what caused that or anything?
I'll tell you. You go up the creek here, you go up past the artesian well, just past it, and you start up whole ass land there, and that water, that gravel is up so high it looks like you're going to put the water in the road for here. That used to be a deep channel clear down through there, real nice, and I think that's what's doing this whole thing, is just bringing gravel down year after year after year and building it up.
Yeah, because I know at times they're right along the road, it looks like, you know, like I said, it looked like water coming right out the edge of the road, it's, piled up in there.
I'm sure that's what it is, just bring it down where it gets all that gravel. I don't know, but it sure does.
Well, it can be pretty powerful, whatever move,
yeah. But you notice we haven't had real high water out of the river, out of the banks, like it was in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah. It's been quite a little while since we've had that kind of high water.
Just kind of cyclic there. It depends a lot on, of course, the last two winters, you know, it's been where it's pretty mild, where that low snow has gone off early, you know. Yeah. So but that accumulation.
The biggest change, in, I think, in Chasm Creek probably is up there in the park. That has really filled up and widened out in there.
You're talking about the Hall Ranch?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean below there in the state park there.
Oh, in the state park. Oh.
Notice how that's really widened out in there. That's all of that. It used to be a nice little wide stream, not wide stream, but in this nice little stream, you know, and deep enough so it carried the water good, and now it's just spread all over.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall seeing any much sign of beaver up that way?
Or? Used to be beaver up above us there on, what you'd know, it was a Stanley place. It'd be the first place.
Above where we live.
Okay, between the seven milepost 7 and 8.
Oh, okay.
There used to be quite a little beaver work along through there. But they, I don't know, they trapped them out for some reason or other. Mm-hmm. Whether the state done had it done or who had it done, but I know they trapped them all out. Mm-hmm.
What about the salmon up that way? Do you recall anything over the years of changing?
Well, I know there's a lot less than it used to be.
Yeah. Remember in the 60s, there was still a lot of salmon.
Quite a lot of salmon. I know the DeBoer boys down there, up there above that bridge right down in the brush, and they was snagging them and throwing them out, and had 3 or 4 out. And Fred, he yanked one out and turned around to give it to his brother, and there was a policeman standing there. Sure, really shocked the boy. But that was back in the 60s, 50s, 50s probably. That was back when they wasn't near as rough on them as they are now. Now, boy, they'd find them so bad.
Get a good lesson.
Oh, yes, and everything else. And I believe me, that has made a believer out of a lot of people, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has.
Do you recall what month that was, or what time of year that was?
Well, that was in the spring of the year, but I couldn't tell you. Probably in June. June is when we generally seen the most. The last of June. The 1st of July is when you generally seen the most salmon, because the river was going down, so that you, could see them now. They could have run earlier, but
yeah, there's a pretty good volume of water though, you know, coming down through there. I can't remember now. It may have been 64 when we had the flood came down through there, and there's, you know, killed quite a few salmon, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
The worst flood we had was in, was it 48, 49, or 50, somewhere there?
Well, 48, 49 is when it came into town here.
Yeah,
you know, flooded there.
That's the one up there. Man, she went through water hub deep on the highway.
There are my husbands.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you recall that year of how far that went out for flooding?
Well, you know where we lived up the Chasm Creek?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was almost all but the higher part of that meadow.
Oh, dear.
It was all over. In fact, it washed a gravel bar down through there. I tell you, it sure put a lot of gravel down the river.
Do you recall, like, below Union here, how far that flooded out in the valley, or what that looked like?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You know our old Jake Lawness place out through there, out below on the Miller Road, you know, and out in there, water all over in there.
Yeah.
Lots of water. Water standing everywhere in there. That kind of slows down that creek down in there anyway, and it just spread out everywhere. That's the worst that I've seen. I've had it when it was over on that meadow quite a bit, but I've never seen it any worse than it was that year.
Yeah, it was 64 was the other year, but that was the Grand Ronde. It seemed like it didn't rain, you know, up here, so the Catherine Creek pretty well stayed up there in snow, you know, but doesn't all the rest of the valley. It was underwater from the Grand Ronde.
Yeah, that's had it all over the valley.
Yeah. I remember that one. Seemed like about two-thirds of the valley was was covered on that year. Remember anything as far as any salmon, numbers of salmon estimates up that way?
I couldn't estimate them, but I know when we first went up there in 40, well, and we was there later in 45, and 46 and 47 in there, we'd see quite a lot of salmon there. We had used to have a bridge across there, and that was a good place for them to rest in there, you know, water kind of still, and you'd see them swimming under there. Had quite a few salmon, really.
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't too many years after that until you've seen less and less all the time.
Do you think that was pretty much just kind of gradually going down, or was there anything, you know, like a significant time when there's a big change in numbers?
Well, I'd say in the late 40s, in the early 50s, there was a big change in the number. There was a lot less of them in a full five-year period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts of what that might have been? Or
what would have caused it?
Yeah, you know, what the reasons were?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the dams going in at that time, I don't know when them dams went in, actually.
Yeah. Well, you had, I think it was late 30s, like the first one in the Columbia, but then, you know, it was in the 60s when they started putting, quite a numbers in that made a lot of change, you know, at that time. The road from Union up, going up to the, you know, towards Captain Creek and the Hall Ranch, is that pretty much the same location all the time you're up there?
The road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's almost exactly the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. Has been ever since 45 when we was in there, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they've done any change to speak of.
Yeah.
Not like the ground round.
Right, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But,
when the CC camp was up there,
that's the same grade, same thing all the way up through there.
Yeah, I think as far as I remember, they just, you know, might hit a few points or something, you know, some bit more maintenance stuff than it was actually changing.
Widened a little bit. I don't think they've done anything that would have anything to do with the river.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan was talking about, I don't know if he had paid any attention of, you know, it used to be a lot of crawdads and that in the river, and then he seen, you know, when he's growing up, then he said, boy, he just didn't see them, you know.
No, used to see where, I assumed it was mink. Anyway, you'd see along the bank where there's a whole lot of them there where they'd caught them and brought them out there and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But you never see that anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although Danny did he tell you he killed an auger up there?
No, I'll be darned.
Well, it's a, yeah, that's right. That's a one of them.
Stream otters.
Yeah. You know.
Somebody else brought an auger or something.
Well, old Danny did. He was going down there right there by the old crossing place, and he was wheeling down the road real early in the morning. He said five of them come out from that culvert and crossed the road there, and he just whammed that one while he stopped and backed up, and that was a pretty good sized animal. I didn't know them things were that big. I've seen them up there in Michigan where they come up out of the water, you know, when you're out in the boat, but then he stopped by here and he said, what in the world would I do that? And I said, I'd take it into the police. And he said, well, I don't know. I said, well, take it up to the fish and game joint up there. So that's what he done. He gave it to them.
I'll be
they
done,
said
yeah.
they'd skin it and stuff it and use
it. Stuff it, yeah. That'd be great. When was that? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. That's been, we moved down here, so that's been probably 10 years ago.
After I quit there, kind of lost track of, dad, so didn't see him too often, where he's running back and forth, of course, working in the grand, we shut the place down here. Do you recall the other vegetation up along the creek there, much change while you're up there?
No, I can't. I don't think it changed much.
I don't see much difference in it.
Not right along where we was anyway. On up the creek, I don't know. It's widened out, so there'll be a little more brush and a little more willow stuff in there, and that'll be all.
I can think, like down here in Little Creek, between where I lived in the stock show grounds, like that was taken out before you got here, wasn't it? Do you recall? Because there used to be, I think, some beaver in there, and quite a bit of brush.
Well, yes, because I don't ever remember of any beaver in there, but they could have probably. You see on that during the Depression, they rocked up Little Creek up through there. That's what
PWA.
I put that rock through them, and they kind of held that just like it was. It hasn't changed much up through there on that account of that.
Yeah.
But on down, I don't know. It flooded this spring. I didn't go around to see it, but.
Well, that's always been a real bad placer because the way that comes in, of course, that was Baxter, had the house there before, and the way that kind of comes in, then has to go through the culverts, then, go through the brush and another culvert, said, boy, that's kind of a nasty thing there to,
backs
to
it
catch
up.
It, yeah.
It didn't affect where you was.
No, we were always up high enough that, I might not get home, but you didn't have to worry about flooding up there,
way.
Yeah, it's just a matter of trying to get back and forth, but that seemed like, probably more years than not that was a problem area where they're out sandbagging. Of course, any debris coming down would plug up the culverts and that would immediately back everything up in there. But they take some really nasty, sharp turns in there. Of course, those the houses there too, they're right down and don't have the elevation, so it doesn't take much water to start causing them some grief on that.
It would be interesting to be able to see what this valley was a couple hundred years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to, trace some of that. Of course, it's changed so much there's a lot of that was about 1869 when they started ditching. And they took the state ditch, which was about 4.5 miles, and that cut off about 35 miles of the Grand Ronde. Where it actually, came through there. And
that was in the 60s?
1869 is when they did that, because I read, got in the papers there by 1870, generally 1870, they got it completed. And that was Fred Nodine, I think, out here. John Purley was the one that got the contract, Mr. Clark. But then in Fred Nodine's obituary, he had where he'd gotten his oxen out there at Hot Lake, and they drained that, what they call Tule Lake. That was about 1600.
I see they're going to try to put that back.
Yeah, I saw where the fish and game, they're talking about trying to,
put Lad Creek back in the old.
Yeah, if you can find it. Lad Creek, that whole thing is so.
Yeah, I know.
It's a really tough one to figure out where that thing went to.
Yeah.
In there. But see, when they channeled that thing at Catherine Creek, the old channel of Catherine Creek used to go over towards Hot Lake into what they called this Tule Lake that was formed by beaver. And that was in 63 is when that was mapped out by the guy of the GLO survey. and then, you know, came back around. Well, now they call that Lad Creek, and they just cut straight through the Davis Dam. But all that had to be, you know, a lot of marshland, you know, in that whole bottom area like that. But it was, right now, between all the roads and the agriculture, a lot of change here over the years.
Well, does the fishing game own all of that through there?
Well, they've been acquiring. They've got about a little over 3,000 acres now. See, they started back in the, I think, late 40s when Bill Brown, they got that first piece, and somebody wanted to sell. And that was, you know, I think right around the marsh area. And then from that, they've been trying to, you know, get parts and pieces as they can. So they've got quite a, between Hot Lake and then over at Lad Marsh there, there's quite a few acres now there. They're into, but I don't know. I haven't seen the map to see how that's laid out to see if, you know, if it's continuous or if they're broken up where they got a lot of other.
Well, they're going to
private land.
When are they going to start that?
I really don't know. I just saw on the, you know, the news release there that they're talking about it, but I don't know any dates of, you know, when they're actually.
I know they said they wouldn't do it this year, and I didn't know whether they decided when they would start it.
Yeah, I really don't know. I haven't been back over to, you know, talk with them there on that. But there's trying to get, you know, quite a few places like that up the Grand Ronde. They've been doing some rehabilitation work, trying to put the old channels back. And so and over around Indian Creek, you know, a few things like that. So there's a few that, you know, even private land holdings where they're seeing the value of that. Okay. Well, I think that kind of fills me in a little bit there. Sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Did anybody ever take any pictures?